This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
One more day before the start of NFL's new year and the official start of free agency, but the league's tampering window opened yesterday, and that meant plenty of activity. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers losing linebacker Quay Walker to the Raiders, quarterback Malik Willis to the Dolphins, and defensive end Kingsley Ingabire to the Jets. They also traded Rashawn Gary to the Cowboys for a fourth-round pick in 2027 and released offensive lineman Elton Jenkins. The Packers are also re-signing offensive tackle Darian Kennard and special teamer Kristen Welch. The final AP and coaches polls out. The Badgers back in the top 25, coming in at number 23 in both polls. Wisconsin will start Big Ten play on Thursday against the winner of USC and Washington. Nebraska has signed their men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg to an extension through the 2031-32 season. Hoiberg guided the Cornhuskers to a program record 15 wins in the Big Ten this season. They enter the Big Ten tournament with a 26-5 record and can set a program record for wins with one more, breaking the current tie with a 1990-91 squad that finished 26-8. Marquette men's basketball team is scheduled a home-and-home series with Michigan. Two schools will play next season in Ann Arbor the following year back in Milwaukee. The Bucks will wrap up their homestand tonight, playing host to the Phoenix Suns. Bucks 27-36, 11th place in the Eastern Conference. Baseball, the Brewers had their four-game spring win streak snapped. They fell to the Dodgers 4-3 yesterday. They get the day off today. World Baseball Classic, U.S. took down Mexico 5-3 as Paul Skeens got the win with four shutout innings. The U.S. 3-0, they'll take on Italy tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.